Hey guys, and welcome back to the second episode of Quick Dev. In part one, we got an intro to Xamarin. We looked at the Xamarin website, some of the documentation, and we ran basically a Hello World application, and that sample is available on GitHub. But that sample application just kind of had a button that you could click and a text that updated how much you clicked that button. So again, we're going to take it a step further. Again, we're focused on saving you, the developer, time. So all of these tricks and tips are focused on that. And today we're going to do a couple of additional things in Xamarin, the first of which is interact with a REST API. So there's a really fun Chuck Norris API, which is kind of cool to play around with. It gives Chuck Norris jokes. So we're going to do a connection and go out there and ask for a joke and get it back and then display it on the screen. And then we're going to take it a step further, and I won't give it away right now, but we're going to do some platform-specific stuff. So some of the stuff that we do in Xamarin will have to be platform-specific. Everything that we've done up until this point and everything we will do in terms of like going out and getting our joke will be completely shared code, and then we'll go in and add a little bit of platform-specific stuff to do a little extra functionality on top of that. So why don't we go ahead and get started, and I'll jump into Xamarin. All right, so before we jump into Xamarin itself, I mentioned we're going to take a look at the Chuck Norris API. So we're going to do that first, and it's this website up here, icndb.com/API. And if you're used to using REST APIs, this one will be pretty easy and pretty familiar for you. But basically, again, what we want to do is go out and make a GET request to this API and get back a joke. So in a minute, we'll take a look at what that specifically looks like. But if we scroll down, we can see fetching a joke here. So we can fetch a random joke. We can fetch three random jokes. We can fetch different categories, customize the names, and we'll see what that looks like. All right, so let's go ahead and jump into Xamarin. And I've already got a project up here with some starter Xamarin forms controls, just some titles and subtitles and stuff like that. And if we go back to our, basically this is our app.cs, our entry point. I've just told it to point to our content page home, and then in home is where I've added the title, the subtitle, the text, and stuff like that. So let me run this really quickly just so we have an idea of what it looks like. And again, very simple, just title, it says part two, then it has the text that says click below to get a hilarious joke, and then a get joke button. That doesn't work yet, that's gonna be our next step. So we wanna go out and get a joke. So to be able to do that, we're gonna use an HTTP client. So I'll go ahead and start doing this, HTTP client, and I'll call it client. And it's not going to recognize it at first, so I need to go in resolved. So right-click on that resolved, and then reference the system.net.http. And I'm going to go ahead and initialize this to a new HTTP client. There we go. And we need a string, or a URI, to go out and make our request. So I'm going to do URI, and just call it URI, equals new URI, pretty simple. And in there, I'm going to pass in this connection string. I've already got it copied over here. So I'm going to paste that in. All right, so we've got our request string. And basically what this says is go out and get a random joke. And I'm limiting it to nerdy jokes. And I'll tell you, you got to be careful with these. Some of these are pretty explicit, and you can actually kind of exclude explicit if you want to. But nerdy jokes seem to be pretty non-explicit. They seem to be safe, and they seem to fit with some of the stuff that we're talking about. So it's kind of nerdy stuff. So pretty cool. So after that, I want to go out and actually get the object string back, right? Get that joke response back. So I'm going to do string and call it obstring. And then with my client, first of all, I'm going to await. So we're going to use async await here. We're going to await, and then client.get string async. And then we're going to give it our URI as our parameter. And there we go. So what this is going to do, it's going to go out and however long this takes, it's going to wait for it before it puts it into the string here, the object string. So once I have that string, I want to be able to do something with it. I need to get out the actual joke. So the response comes back is not a joke itself. It's kind of a couple things that also includes the joke. So I want to go, and I'm going to use a thing called json.net, which is going to allow us to deserialize this JSON response into a C# object. So I'm going to add, let's go open up our Droid project and go to packages and add packages. And I think JSON.NET is one of the first, or top five, it looks like. So we'll add that package and we'll give that a second, successfully added. And then the same thing in iOS, add package, JSON.NET. There we go. So we've got that added. That's going to add some functionality to deserialize. Now we need to have an object model for this joke that we get back. And one of the really cool things that I found is JSON2C#, which we can type in a request. So just getting a random one back, and I'll do the one that we're using where it's limited to nerdy, generate. And that's going to give us a class, an object model for the joke. So I'm going to copy that, come back into Xamarin, and then again in our shared project, add a new file, a general and class, and call it joke class. Get rid of the constructor, and get rid of this class, and then paste in what they have. So they've got here the root object. That's going to be what we're going to call our joke class, right? And then I need to resolve the list here by, oops, if I do collections and generic. So I've got this object model, and I've got this object string here that I want to convert to that object model so that I can interact with its pieces. So I'm going to create a joke called joke, and I want to get it by deserializing that object string. So I'm going to use JSON convert, which is JSON.NET, so it should give me, I need to resolve it here and add that using statement using newtonsoft.json. So JSON convert.deserialize object, and the kind of object I want to deserialize to is a joke object that we just defined. And then the string that we want to deserialize is this object string. There we go. So now if we were to run, we should be able to debug and have a joke object here that we can interact with. So next step is to then take that joke and set it as the text for our joke text, which hasn't shown up yet because it's been empty. So I'm just going to say joke text dot text equals our joke dot value dot joke. And we can see in our object model under the root object, the joke, we've got the value here, and then the value has the actual joke inside of it. All right, so we should be able to run this project again. Pull it up on the iOS simulator here. Let it load. So click below here to get a hilarious joke, get joke. And Chuck Norris can dereference null. Let's see what else we got. No statement can catch the Chuck Norris exception. All kinds of, these are actually pretty funny. All browsers support the hex definitions. Chuck and Norris for the colors black and blue. Pretty fun. And those are kind of filtered to not be explicit, which is good. All right, so one of the, I'm just going to do a kind of a cool feature with this API as well. So they have a feature where you can actually add a custom name. So instead of using Chuck Norris, you can add your own name, which is kind of cool. So I'm going to copy in. I've got a couple of things written already. I'm going to copy in. I want to get basically a first and last name. So I'm going to copy in a couple of controls here. And they are an entry text that says enter your name to get a custom joke. And then an entry that says first name. An entry that says last name. And then I'm going to add a button here. That's a custom joke button. So we'll just put that below our previous button. So custom joke button here. And then we want to add its click handler. And so I'll do custom joke button.clicked plus equals. And then we get the autocomplete here. And we want async because we're using async await. And we can basically copy in the same stuff here from the previous one, except we want to change this URI here. So let me, I've got this defined on the side, so I'm going to go and copy that in and just paste it into that line. So what's happening is it's basically the same kind of thing. We're getting a random joke. We're limiting it to nerdy. But then the first name parameter becomes my first name entry text. The last name parameter becomes the last name entry text. So this should allow us to customize our joke with our name. So let's run this one more time. Pull up the simulator. All right, so so one thing we need to do before we can actually enter those names is add them to our stack panel. So down here in our children, I want to add first name. Let's see. First name entry, last name entry, and then we didn't actually add our entry text, so entry text. And lastly, we want to add our custom joke button. Maybe return there so we can see that a little bit better. All right, so we should have all of those things in there now. So let's go ahead and run and see what we get again. All right, so we've got a first name here, and if I just do get custom joke now, it should say first name, last name, canon, stage date, abstract class. But I want to go in and delete that and do my first and last name, so James Quick, and then get joke. Oh, sorry, I want to get custom joke, not get regular joke. So when James Quick throws exceptions, it's across the room. So it's pretty cool, right? You go out, you can get a very simple API to interact with to get back a joke and then customize it and filter it by different kinds of jokes. So that's kind of cool. And that's kind of, again, we did all that in completely shared code, and you can do that with any different API. It doesn't have to be Chuck Norris, obviously. So any REST requests you want to go out there and work with, you can do, and you can share all of that code. Now, one of the things that we're going to touch on next is when you want to do something that maybe you can't share. So Xamarin is great in that you can share tons of different code, right? So all that logic, that can be shared. If you're doing Xamarin Forms, all or most of that can be shared. But now we want to do something specific, and one of the things that Xamarin has done is in Xamarin Forms, they've made it a little easier for us to kind of leverage dependency injection to do something specific on each platform. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to define an interface in our shared project, and then we're going to define a class in each one of the Android and iOS projects that uses that interface and defines its version of a speak function. So the speak is going to actually speak the text out loud and do it on each platform, which they do it a little bit differently. So the first part here, again, is to add new item and interface and iText to speech. Did that finish my... Yeah. All right. And the only thing that we want in here is just a simple function that says void speak, and then it's going to take a string text as a parameter. So that's the simple definition, and then we'll go ahead and implement that in each of the two projects. So in iOS, I want to add a new item. We'll do a class, and we'll do text to speech iOS. All right, that looks good. And in here, I'm going to copy in this code because the specifics of this code is not all that important. But they've actually got on the Xamarin Forms documentation, and I'll pull it up really quickly, they've got a page dedicated to this. So implementing text-to-speech using dependency service. I'll talk about what that is. So they give you this code, and I just need to resolve one of these things. And now everything should look good. And so this implements that interface, or completes that interface, but what we want to do is associate this class with that interface so that when we call it using dependency service, we actually get this functionality. All right, so we have our iText-to-speech here, and the last piece we need to do to connect this using Xamarin Forms dependency service is copy in this line of code. So again, this is in that same tutorial, so you could follow that if you wanted to. But basically, Xamarin Forms dependency here, and then we want to provide it with a type of, and we're using this class that we're in. So to use that, we just need to resolve and say that we want to reference the Xamarin Part2.iOS project. All right, so I'm going to save that, and then we can do a similar thing with Android. So with Android, I want to go ahead and add a new file, and empty class, and we'll call it text to speech Android. Cool. And let me grab my text or my code to copy in over here. So they actually have to copy a couple of different things in. So our class will use these different things, including the iText-to-speech, and a couple of other things, and we'll fix these in a second. So I'm just going to copy in. This code is a little more than what we did for iOS, but I'm going to copy this stuff in. So copy that stuff in into our class, paste that in. All right, so we've got this code copied in, and I just need to go out and resolve this text-to-speech so it's in the Android speech APIs. So go ahead and resolve that, and that should get us a little closer. There might be a couple of different things we need to resolve, so we'll resolve the dictionary so we can use that, and then maybe a reference to Xamarin Forms. All right, so it should take away all of our references. Okay, cool. So the last thing, again, and this is almost exactly what we just did with the iOS, is we need to make that connection to the dependency service to know that when we call the speech, dependency service speech, or speak, we want to get the Android-specific version. So we'll copy in basically the same kind of line that we just used for iOS, and then also we need to resolve this by saying referencing the Android project. So we'll say okay to that. Everything there should be good. Okay, so we'll save. And now in back in our home, we just need to add another line. So when we get our joke back, we want to speak that out loud. And we want to do that for both of the buttons. So I'm going to copy it into both. So each time we get one back, regardless of whether or not it's the custom joke or just the regular joke, if you want to call it, we want to go ahead and speak that out loud. So I'm going to copy in this line, and this will be the same kind of line that you use using any kind of dependency service. So this allows us to write platform-specific or to reference platform-specific code from our shared project by doing the dependency service.get and then the name of the interface and then the method that we want to use. And that's going to filter down to the Android version of that speak function and then the iOS version of that speak function. So I'm going to copy that down to our custom button also. All right, so now we should be able to run. And once we do this in iOS one last time, I'll pop it up in Android as well. The iOS one is just a little bit faster, so we'll go ahead and do that first. So this will speak out loud. Should I take my headset off for a minute and see if I can hear it from there? Okay. Okay, so I've taken my headset off just for a second, so we can hopefully hear this. So let's do get joke, and without a first and last name, and then I'll be quiet so we can hopefully hear it.
Chuck Norris's OC network model has only one layer, physical.
All right, so we've got a good read there. So now I'm going to go in and actually change this one again. And actually, just for the fun of it, let's do this quick dev. So quick dev may or may not be an actual name, but we'll get custom here with that one. So let's do one more. Get custom.
A diff between your code and QuickDev's is infinite.
So my code or QuickDev's code is unable to be compared to anyone else's because it's so much better. All right, so we've got that reading out loud and working. So let me switch the startup project to Android. So set as startup project. I should have the emulator running here with the previous version. And let me go ahead and run this one last time. So we'll see. Just that everything works, and it gave me this error earlier, but it's going to be the same reference, so I'm not really sure why when I run that on Android it gives me that error. But it's the same reference that I just kind of retyped up here, system.net.http, and we'll open up the Android emulator. This is still the test version, so it's still loading, if you can see in the building bar up here. So I'm going to wait for the new one to load. And it should be popping up here in a second.
Deployment complete. All right, there we go. So we've got the same thing here. So we'll click Get Joke.
Chuck Norris solved the halting problem.
Okay, so that voice is a little kind of quirkier, I guess, and maybe a little harder to hear, but you can hear it hopefully coming through.
The first name, last name military unit was not used in the game Civilization IV, because a single first name, last name could defeat the entire combined nations of the world in one turn.
Awesome. So we've got it reading out loud on each platform, kind of doing platform-specific things using Xamarin.Forms dependency service.
So that's awesome, right? It's kind of a simple example. Again, I try to keep these pretty simple to explain the concepts here. But the dependency service with Xamarin.Forms, they've gone a long way, and they've kind of gone out of their way to support using Xamarin.Forms to be able to save you time and code. If you couldn't do some of these things really quickly by leveraging dependency service, it might take you a little longer. It might deter you from using Xamarin.Forms. But they've made it pretty easy, right? It's kind of a three-step process where you make the interface, you make the two classes in the separate projects, or three when you get to Windows Phone, and then you go and make that call, right? So you can apply that to anything that's platform-specific. So with that platform-specific behavior, again, we can apply it to any different scenario. If you're getting into doing a MySQL database or something, the functionality of that or the execution of that is a little bit different on each platform. Working with files, file paths are a little bit different depending on the platform that you're working with. So a simple example using dependency service, but one that you can apply in many different ways with Xamarin, again, to save you time. So that's going to sum up our second episode of Quick Dev. Looking forward to parts 3 and 4, where we're going to tie in the cloud, so doing some data storage, some user authentication, and maybe some other features along the way. But yeah, that wraps up part 2, so stay looking forward to part 3 and 4. And thanks for watching another episode of Quick Dev, where we want to save you time.